Recently, someone asked me, how do you decide what ministry opportunities to accept and what ones you should say no to? The question is fair enough. My husband and I receive many invitations to minister each year, more than we can fulfill. Here are some principles that help us determine God's will and will perhaps help you in your priorities as well. Number one, is this opportunity in line with your gifts and abilities? Has God taught you truths that would be helpful to share with this group of people? Number two, does the opportunity fit in with the schedule you have already committed to? Someone said, God's will is always synchromesh. You don't have to grind your gears to do what He wants you to do. Number three, never make a decision without first praying until you have peace in your heart about accepting. Number four, don't make a decision based merely on the size of the opportunity. Remember, Jesus ministered to individuals as well as to large crowds. And last, can you honestly fulfill this opportunity and still meet the needs of your family and your own needs as well? As a Christian leader, if the devil can't get you to sin, he'll just let you work yourself to death. Either way, you're of no use to God. So just because something needs to be done doesn't automatically mean you're the one to do it. A ministry need and a call to that ministry are not necessarily the same thing. God promises, I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. How thankful I am He has promised to guide.
You've been listening to Encouraging Words with Darlene Sala. Visit guidelines.org for more.